we are in Nefesh HaChaim, Perek Dalet, Ashar Dalet Perek Yud. And he's talking about how we said yesterday, what does it mean that the world was created through the image of Torah? It's not just he made the world to match the Torah. It's the Kerach of the Torah, which is filtered into the world. And what we're seeing is the Torah itself. That the creation, the Torah helped create the world. There's a line over here I just want to explain. There's a paragraph that says, V'lachain, it's the fourth to last paragraph in this print, Kol HaTorah B'chlal, the entire world in general, V'kol HaElomois, the whole Torah B'chlal, V'kol HaElomois Klal Uprat, Sidurim B'chol Inyanehim, everything that ever happens in the Torah, and all the Klolim of the Torah, Kulam Ramuzim Be'eser HaMa'amorois, the Masiv Rishis. Moshe Kassar Rabbeinu Agado, Achasid, the going, the Pirusha al Safar Ditznusa. So he says something very interesting here. He says that the world was created with the 10 ma'amaris. And it says mission for Kiyomas, Basar ma'amaris nivra ilam. Kodesh Baruch Hu used 10 words to create the world. Those 10 words are the kololim. Included in those 10 words is the karach to create the entire world. Okay? Because that's what that created the whole world. Okay? That created the whole world. Those 10 words. And besides that, he says, everything, the klalim and the pratim of the world are in those 10 words, and the klalim of the Torah are in those 10 words. So what that means is, the way in this Nefesh HaChaim, this print, the way he explains this is that the klalim of the Torah means the basic foundation, the basic principles that the Torah is based on. The pratim mean that different things could have happened differently. So for example, the klal is that we should be living a life of complete spirituality like Adam and Rishon. But there was a chait, and things happened, and things changed. And then HaKadosh Baruch had to redirect. So all of a sudden we had to go to Mitzrayim, and then we got to Torah, we were back, and then we did the Egel. Those are pratim. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in the world certain things that are in the Torah that are the klalim of Torah. And those things are in the Bria, and they will come out no matter what. The details, the pratim, and things that of that nature may be different. So the for example, you know, like one would add, would Adam Arishon have had to eat matzah? Well, he never lost in Mitzrayim, right? So the point is, but there's a cloud behind that. There's a principle that the eating of matzah is based on a certain principle that it's supposed to get us closer to Hashem in a certain way. And that koach exists in the Bria, no matter what. The way we bring it out may be differently in each generation. But that principle existed. And there are klolim that were included in the Ten Ma'amaris, that those klolim created the world. That's what he's saying. So Hashem used the klolim, the principles of Torah, to create the world, and those are included in the ten ma'amaros of the world. Okay. So now this is Perek Yud. Now we're going to go a step deeper. Okay. And this is good. This is fascinating. Again, We've spoken out some concepts of Reb Chaim Volozhiner through all, I think it's about a year now that we're learning, because we started right before Shavuos last year, Ruach Chaim, Perek Vav. So about a year, I think in that time, we've spoken out a lot of the Yesodos of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, you know, in his Hashkafa and everything. And now we're going to go to something that we've said over and over again, but every time he said it, it was superficial. And now he's explaining to you where he got it from. Where is the depth of it coming from? Okay, so what we're saying is that the first expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside himself, the Ratzon, is in Torah. The Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem. From there is the way the Olam of the Kisei is how Hashem is expressed and viewed and Nisgala revealed into the world. Okay, so we're saying that, and that's why the Nefesh of all the worlds is Torah. So based on that, and that's why the world looks, you know, is an expression of the Torah. So now he says a step further, because if you would take away the nefesh from something, it ceases to exist. So if you take away the Torah from the world, so the world cannot exist anymore. But the Torah's in the world, right? So what does it mean if you take away the Torah from the world? Maybe that would mean because the world removes the Torah. See, he says over here that it's not just enough for the Torah to exist as the neshama of the world. In order for the Torah to exist as the neshama of the world, we have to learn the Torah. And this is the foundation. This is the foundation of the principle we've said over from Reb Chaim Volozhin many, many, many times, that if there would be a moment in time with no Torah learning, the world would cease to exist. So it's not just a Musar Vart. It's not just, you know, it's very nice, you need Torah to power the world. It's the opposite. The world came from Torah. It's not like Hashem created the world and then he plugged it into the wall. So if you unplug it, it's not good. It's the opposite. This was what created the world to begin with. The Torah, Hashem created the Torah first, and the world's an expression of Torah. So if you, you could have a whole building, and then you plug in the generator. So you take out the generator, the world, the building is just going to, has no electricity. It's more like the whole foundation is the Torah. It was built on top of it. You take away the foundation, the whole thing collapses, right? So the thing that he's being mechadish here, his chidush, okay, the novel idea he's saying here is that the kiyum of the world is not depending on Torah, it's depending on learning Torah. Because one could say, yeah, I love Torah, Torah's amazing, every time it comes out, I kiss it, you know, it's amazing, this is great, you know, Torah's amazing. It's not Torah's amazing, learning Torah is amazing. That's what he's mechadish. So if we look in Perikyo and Aleph, okay, so Shai Dal and Perikyo Aleph is where he expresses this idea, okay? And again, we saw this in Ruach Chaim many times, we saw this, and that's why, by the way, in Volozhin or Yeshiva, famously, Reb Chaim Volozhin made mishmaris, that there was someone in the Beis Medrash learning all the time. So there would never pass a moment in his yeshiva that there was no Torah learning, so that his yeshiva was for sure holding up the world. That was the idea. So Ulazoi and Parakeet Aleph, I don't know if you have it inside, but we're going to read a little inside. Ulazois, and because of all this, Ikur Chiyusam V'Oyram V'Kiyumam Shal Ha'ilamos Kulam. The Chiyus and the Oyr and the Kiyum of the world, Al Nochain, Hurak Keshanachno Oiskim Bakaroi, is only when we're Oisik and Torah properly. Ki Kucha Barichu V'Eraisa V'Yisrael, because our Torah and Hashem and us is Kulachad. She called Echad Yisrael, because everyone in Yisrael, Shoresh Nishmosoi Ha'el Yoina, a person, Shoresh HaNishama, he's coming to explain now, why do we have to learn the Torah in order to activate its power? So he says, because Shoresh Nishama, everyone's Shoresh of the Nishama, remember what the Shoresh Nishama means? It means that the Nishama, remember, is stretched. There's a Klolius Nishmas Yisrael, and the neshamas are stretched to come into your guf, right? So we're kind of the neshama stretched out, and Hashem puts it into your body when you're born. So where's the shoresh of that? Where is that neshama connected to up there? Mudubok v'nechas bo'is achas me'atorah. You know what's connected to up there? One letter of Torah. V'hoyul achadim mamish. So therefore, every person is mamish, like coming from, created from, an achelik of a letter of the Torah. That's what he says here. In other words, the way Hashem set it up is, okay, the way Hashem set it up is that in order for the hashpa of the Torah to exist in the worlds, it has to be activated. And the connection of the Torah into the world is through the person whose neshama that letter is expressing, is learning. He's connecting to the Torah. He's bringing down the Torah into this world. So there's a disconnect between the Torah and this world if the people aren't learning it. How do we have access? How do we have ability to activate Torah? Not just by learning. It wouldn't be enough to say you're reading the Torah, you're learning it. That's enough to activate. Because if that would be true, maybe a goy could learn Torah also, right? Maybe a goy could learn Torah in China, you know, in Hong Kong or whatever. They learn Talmud in the public schools. You know, Art Scroll's biggest, you know, something like that. Their biggest client is South Korea public schools. It's like their textbook. They teach Talmud because they want people to learn how to think. So maybe that's David thinks I'm crazy. So
I'm like in shock here.
It is complete shock. I don't know. This is not the first time hearing this knock, right?
I saw one interview people going to Ponte Beach from South Korea, from the government, to see how they learn.
What he's saying is that there's documentaries of the government officials of South Korea going to Ponte Beach Yeshiva to see how to really teach it properly or whatever. If they think that they could learn our Baruch Ber, they're wrong, but that's okay. So the point is, do you think that Torah learning activates? Oh, well, Torah exists in the world, so people are learning Torah. That should activate the force of Torah. No. The ability of us to activate the force of Torah into the world is because each one of us, our neshama, are coming from a letter in the Torah. That's only the 600,000 neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Now, you'll tell me there's more than 600,000 Jews. Kasha, you can ask someone that knows these inyanim the answer to that question. But the point is that there's 600,000 general neshamas, and basically, you know, we each person, because of his connection be'emes with the Torah, he's the one that has the ability to activate it. That's really what's going on over here. So the depth of this, you know, the depth of this issue that we, that with the Torah, the world would cease to exist without Torah, is not just a joke, and not just a nice vart. It's not just a vart. It's not just a vart. It's the idea is because that's where the Kark of Torah is. Okay, I'm coming to that matter. Okay, so that's the idea. Now, one of the big questions, which I hope to be able to have an answer by tomorrow night, is what happened with the first 2,000 years until Shavuos, till Hashem gave us the Torah, so there was no one learning. So what was going on? How did the world exist then? That's a big question. How did the world exist until the Torah was given? Now, it says that the world was waiting for Shavuos the whole time. Hopefully, we were going to, so it's like retroactively got its force. Like, what happened exactly? But everything we're talking about now happened on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. When we enter Shavuos and say, oh, we got the Torah. What does it mean we got the Torah? Hashem gave us the ability to activate Torah into this world. That's what happened in Shavuos. So it's a lot going on. So maybe we'll try to address that question tomorrow, which is what happened for the first 2,000 years. All right?
Thank you, Rami.
Sorry to keep you on suspense. Okay. I got it on tomorrow. We'll see you all.
Okay, good night. Good night.